This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One another daily life we see, especially for women, but also for men, is having a baby, delivery. Is that mentioned in the Quran? The answer is yes. It's the story of Sayyidina Maryam. In Surah Maryam, chapter 19. So Allah says, فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. So she conceived, she got pregnant. Now this one is different. This one, there is no man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just blew in her from his spirit and she got pregnant. What did she do? She withdrew with him, pregnant with a baby, with a fetus, to a remote place. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ. Now here we are. فأجاءها المحاض إلى جذع النخلة قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا. Now reality is the pain of labor. The pain of labor, subhanAllah, in the Quran, drove her to the trunk of a palm tree. She's so much in pain, holding to a palm tree. And then she cried from pain and from what is coming. I wish I died before this and I become nothing. And nobody will remember me. I will become something that is completely forgotten. فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزِنْ قَدْ جَعْلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيًّا. A voice, نَادَاهَا, it's actually Sayyidina Anisa, from under her, reassuring voice. And he said to her, don't worry, don't grieve. لَا تَحْزِنْ قَدْ جَعْلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيًّا. Your Lord has made under you, provided a stream at your feet, fluid. Why? One. وَحُزِّي إِلَيْكِ وَجِزَعِ النَّقْلَ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ وَطَبًا جَنِيًّا. Shake the trunk of this palm tree to you. It will drop fresh, ripe dates upon you. فَكُلْ وَاشْرَبْ وَقَرِّ عَيْنَا فَإِمَّا تَرِيَنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا قُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. Eat, drink, وَقَرِّ عَيْنَا, feel good. Don't worry. Don't worry. فَإِمَّا تَرِيَنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا. Once, in case, you're gonna, probably you will, when you see any of the people, just say this. I have decided, I've made a covenant to Allah, I have vowed silence to the most compassionate, نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا. So I'm not gonna be talking to anyone today. And then the story continued when Sayyidina Isa started talking. Look at here and what do we learn? Delivery, having a baby, is something human beings, women, will go through. And it is important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in detail in the Quran. He could have just said, she delivered the baby. But he went into the detail. Aja'a al-mahal. Al-mahal is not delivery. It's the pain of the delivery. The process of labor. Mahal means she's going through this. One. Now she felt in pain. Sad. Worried. Special for her. But also some woman. Maybe in the same. Single mother. The husband passed away. She's pregnant. Alone. No family around her. We see this all over the world. Allah told her, shake the palm tree, let the dates come to you. Eat, drink from the water under you, and don't worry. Lessons to learn. Allah could have easily sent the dates to her. Why did he ask her to shake the palm tree? We need to take the means. Anything we want, we have to take the means with, for it. Work for it. That's number one. Number two. The woman in labor needs support. She needs not food and drink only, but قَمِي عَيْنَا, feel good. Someone to support her. In case of Sayyidina Maryam, she was alone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with her. And Sayyidina Isa was under her. But when we see this, the woman in pain during labor, we need to feel it. We need to help her. We need to support her. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, these days, there's a lot of ways to make it easy. But in some parts of the world, it's not available at all. And qarri ayna, this is for every woman who is delivering a baby. Think of the baby. Actually, this is what I say to my patients. Once you see the baby, all this will go away. Think of the baby. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave, this is special for Sayyidina Maryam, where he said to her, don't talk. When you are worried about what the people will say, just don't talk. And say, I don't want to talk. Nadartu lirrahman yusallah. What do we take home from this beautiful 4 or 5 verses in the Quran? Labor is painful. Labor is stressful. But Allah makes it easy. Sayyidina Maryam was alone. There was no physician. There was no labor room. There was no nurses. There was no support. No husband. Nobody. But Allah makes it easy. So for every woman here who's inshallah going to go to labor soon, or you just found out you're pregnant, don't worry. Allah will make things easy. Number one. Number two, take the means to make your things easy. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, shake the palm tree. Whatever makes things easy, do it. But don't depend on these things. Depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will make these things work, subhanahu. And then always think, this is a ni'mah. This is a blessing. This is an amazing process, subhanallah. And what comes out of it is the miracle of all miracles. When a life comes out of a life, may Allah make things easy for every woman that is going to go through labor. And may Allah give everyone that she wants a child and a righteous one. Ya Rabbi Ameen.